Our text this morning is the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2. Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am speaking the truth in Christ and not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. And these are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed in Christ, during Paul's life as an apostle and as a citizen of Rome, the civil government of the Roman Empire was ruled in turn by these emperors: Tiberius, Caligula, Claudius, and Nero. Of those four, Tiberius probably died of natural causes, although some wonder if he was poisoned by Caligula. Caligula was assassinated. Claudius was probably poisoned by his wife so that her son Nero could become emperor, and Nero committed suicide. Now we might draw several conclusions from these events. First of all, we can see one reason why we are told to pray for rulers. As true as the phrase is, it's good to be king, it is also true, it is dangerous to be king. Rulers need prayers in order that they may be protected from evil. Second, prayers for rulers are made so that there is stability in government, order, peace. It is not just the ruling class that suffers when there's turmoil at the top. The rest of society feels the effects too. Basic needs, food and shelter, become less dependable in times of chaos. Civil war is not just a brawl about government. It trickles down to towns and villages, to businesses and farms, to homes and families. Starvation and disease are cousins to civil war and unstable government. But praying for rulers has a more basic foundation in the Christian church. We do it for more than to prevent instability and war, because they're bad for rulers and people. We, as the Christian church, pray because God has commanded it and because he's promised to hear us. There are two primary texts from the Small Catechism that direct us to such prayers: the fourth commandment and the fourth petition. To honor father and mother means also to honor all in authority and to pray for them, including those who are serving in the civil government. To pray for daily bread, we explain this way, as including everything needed for this life, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, home, family, property, or fields, cattle, money, goods, God-fearing spouse and children, faithful servants and rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, order, honor, true friends, good neighbors, and the like. So we see that when Paul exhorts us here in 1 Timothy to make supplications, prayers, supplications, or intercessions, and giving of thanks for all men, for kings and for all in authority, he's not giving us an option. But as God's spokesman, he's telling us who and what we are to include in our prayers. We are not told to pray only for those rulers with whom we agree politically. Just remember who was ruling Rome when Paul was divinely inspired to write these words. It was Nero. And Nero is believed to be the ruler under whom both the Apostle Paul and Peter or martyred. The prayer of the church we use on Sunday mornings does not change depending on whether or not there is a Democrat or a Republican, a progressive or a libertarian that sits in the Oval Office. We pray in that prayer that God would prosper what is good among us and bring to naught every evil counsel and purpose. Protect and bless your servants, the President of the United States, the Governor of the State, our judges and magistrates and all in authority. Fit them for their high calling by the gift of your spirit of wisdom and fear, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. Our rulers from top to bottom all need us to bring such requests to our Heavenly Father. Our country needs us to do it on its behalf. The United States does not know how to pray, nor to whom to pray, nor for what to ask. The church knows this and would be remiss to neglect such supplications for ruler and people. You may have noticed that in the quotation from the prayer of the church I just said, it actually includes in it a direct quotation from this text before us from 1 Timothy, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. Our brothers and sisters in the faith in many places around the world have little chance for quiet and peaceable lives when they are targeted by overt physical threats to body and life. With churches being burned and other travesties brought upon the faithful, often with either the open support of the government or its acquiescent silence. The history of the last century may have given many reasons to pray for the demise of various rulers and for the end of various governments. That is nothing new in the world so warped by sin. But here we need to understand just where the church differs markedly from civil government. And Paul states the difference for us. We pray with a very different goal in mind than those who crave political power with its worldly benefits. We pray, as Paul says, because this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. For there's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. The church is lost sheep that have been found by the hearing of the voice of the Good Shepherd. God has saved us by the ransom of his Son. In him we know the truth of ourselves, our lost condition, the truth of salvation in Christ, who desires that all be saved. We pray in the context of the gospel, of the saving message of the church, a message that can be found nowhere else. We pray that the gospel may have free course in this world, unhindered by evil counsel and purposes. We pray that all in authority may know and believe the saving message of the Savior, Jesus Christ. God forgive us for any neglect or doubt in our lives of prayers. May he work in us to grow in trust in his promises of grace, of hearing and answering our prayers in the ways he knows are best for us, so that we pray with all boldness and confidence. In Jesus' name, amen. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.